This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. The inauguration function is being held at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in the university premises. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Nalanda is not just a name, it is an identity and respect." He said, "Nalanda is a value and mantra," adding that the fire can burn books, but it cannot destroy knowledge.
नालंदा ये केवल नाम नहीं है, नालंदा एक पहचान है, नालंदा एक मूल्य है, नालंदा एक मंत्र है, गौरव है, गाथा है। नालंदा है उद्घोष इस सत्य का कि आग की लपटों में पुस्तकें भले जल जाएं, लेकिन आग की लपटें ज्ञान को नहीं मिटा सकती। नालंदा के ध्वंस ने भारत को अंधकार से भर दिया था, अब इसकी पुनर्स्थापना भारत के स्वर्णिम युग की शुरुआत करने जा रहा है। अपने प्राचीन अवशेषों के समीप नालंदा का नवजागरण, ये नया कैंपस विश्व को भारत के सामर्थ्य का परिचय देगा।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and several eminent personalities, including the head of missions of 17 countries, are also present at the function. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said they are witnessing the revival of a global bridge of learning that can build relationships even further than in the past. Education, training and capacity building are the most effective ways of promoting international understanding, he said. Mr. Modi also unveiled a plaque at the new campus and planted a sapling. Earlier, he was briefed about the ancient ruins by superintending archaeologist ASI Patna Gautami Bhattacharya. Ahead of Haryana Assembly polls, former Congress leader Kiran Chaudhary and her daughter Shruti Chaudhary joined the BJP in New Delhi today. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, MP Manohar Lal Khattar and other party leaders. In a social media post, Ms. Kiran reaffirmed her commitment to work for the welfare of Haryana and the people of the region. Water crisis in Delhi continues with long queues of people at water tanker distribution points across the city. Residents of the national capital are seen gathering around tankers with plastic canisters and buckets to collect water. This situation has triggered widespread protests, vandalism and political confrontations throughout the city. NDMC area is also affected by the water shortage. Speaking to the media, NDMC vice chairperson Satish Upadhyay accused the Delhi government of protecting the tanker mafia and tender mafia and engaging in corruption. He also urged people and associations to use water judiciously. The Delhi government has alleged that the BJP government in Haryana is stopping Delhi's water supply as part of a political conspiracy. Incessant heavy rains continue to lash Arunachal Pradesh for the past few days. IMD has issued red alert in East Kamen, Papumpare and Lower Diban Valley districts. It has also issued orange alert for 9 districts and yellow for the rest. A portion of the NH415 has been washed away by flash floods at Karsingya area, thereby completely halting the vehicular movement along Nirjuli Bandardeva stretch of the highway. In view of this, the Itanagar District Administration has ordered closure of the highway from Nirjuli to Bandardeva and diversion of traffic through Gumto Road for the period till restoration of the road. In women's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second of the 3-match ODI series at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. In the first match on Sunday, the women in blue defeated South Africa by a huge margin of 143 runs. The Coast Guard is holding a 2-day Sagar Kavach exercise in Tamil Nadu involving all maritime security agencies from today. Indian Navy, Marine Police, Fisheries Department, Customs and other security agencies will coordinate together and conduct the exercise. And that is the end of this news bulletin.